we'll begin where we are, with what we have.
But what I'll do is, I'll invite some of those folks to be on this to see what we come up with.
Right.
Dr. Loyal.
Ken Freeland after.
William and Ken Freeland, and then let's try to vote and go on.
I think we need to just understand that when a motion's presented at this committee, that, I mean, there's drama at all our stations, and I think that it's a given. So I think that we need to do our best to figure out who are the appropriate people that need to be at the table. Is it, I mean, to me, whenever you're having these programming decisions, I mean, discussions, it needs to be the program director or whoever is responsible for those managerial decisions to implement programming at the station. That's one person that needs to be a part of it, of all these discussions. The second person is the person that's most, you know, or the people, like one or two people, but not 15, that are most relevant in this discussion. So at KTFA, I would go to the two people, one that does a lot of music and public affairs programming, and two, I choose another person that does a public affairs program. I have two people in mind that, you know, would work. And then moving on, I mean, I could think of five other people at KTFA that could completely stop this whole process. But I think that if we are thinking about all of that before we even get the first meeting off the ground, we're never going to get anything done. So it just would be helpful if we could try to keep that in mind.
I'd just like to call attention to the time as well. We've been on this call for 2 hours. We still have quite a bit left to do.
Right.
Can I offer an amendment?
Do we have a stack?
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
Ken,
you are
and
on.
Then who else is there, Bonnie?
I'm not on.
I'd like, Serene, I'd like to offer a motion.
Ken, Serene, and who else did I miss?
That might be it. I think Maria spoke already. She just wants to point
out. Ken, Serene, and Maria?
No, okay. I'm not on the stack. Maria's off.
Maria's spoken. She's done.
Okay, Ken and Serene.
Okay. Just real quickly, I want to make sure that we have some way of making sure that each station outside of the ones where Serene and Arturo are resident, that there's somebody or some way of making sure that those stations are properly called for participants. And, you know, at KPFT, I think, you know, working through Ernesto Aguilar would probably be the quickest way to get those people rounded up, because he's Spanish language, and he can get them for you. So
okay.
I just want to make sure that you inform him immediately of what we're trying to do, and you know, so we can get the folks on board. That would be helpful.
And Vinny in A?
I could probably, well, when do
yes,
you need
yes,
it?
William.
I could probably do it, yeah.
Okay.
I could probably do it.
Okay.
Just tell me who you need. I got the people you want. I have them in mind. Yeah, I got them.
Okay. Can I? What,
Serene,
the sort of amendment that I wanted to offer is that we would contact all Latino programmers at all the stations, ask them to meet locally, and select maybe two people who would then join in a national conversation. Because I agree that a conversation between 20 people, or I don't know how many people we'd end up with, but maybe two or three people from each station.
I like that, Serene.
She was great. I second. I'll third it.
Okay,
yeah,
Bonnie.
I think that's brilliant. Can we go ahead with that?
Yeah, let's go with it.
This is Bonnie. I'd like to be on that.
Bonnie, yes. What would you like to say, Bonnie?
Who seconded? I'm sorry.
I did, Maria.
Thanks.
Bonnie, are you on the
just
discussion?
That I wonder if it doesn't make sense to consider what William was saying, if I understood you properly, William, excuse me, that we also include program directors or their equivalents at the radio stations, since...
I agree that should be a part of it.
It really makes sense to me because of all the various parameters that you have to look at in putting together a show of this magnitude.
Okay.
PD plus Spanish language programmer.
So would we all? Where are you adding the PDs? When all the Latino programmers meet, or I should say Latino slash Chicano, Chicana, Mexicano, Mexicana. Sorry, I got burnt on that when I was in LA. Using New York lingo. Are you saying that the PDs should be part of that local meeting, or that the PDs should be on the call with the two reps from each area?
I think the PDs should be on the phone with the two reps from each area, personally. But that's, I just think that it keeps things in the open, and so that they're a part of the discussions, and they don't have to say, well, we weren't a part of this. I mean, that's what happens when we present things to them when they're not on these calls.
Yeah, right. Collaboration is great.
Yeah, I think we want all of the people at all the stations to come back with us and tell us how to do this.
So we're saying that PDs need to be on both the local and on the call.
Yes.
Okay. So the amended motion reads, sort of, resolve that the working group of Arturo, Norberto, and myself would contact all the Latino programmers at all the stations, as well as all the PDs or PD equivalents, ask them to meet locally, ask the staff people to choose two reps who will then join the PDs on a national call to present their ideas with regard to implementation.
Yeah, I think we gotta get the stations to present their ideas in a concrete fashion.
I hope that's a given.
Oh no, well they can reduce it to writing, but I'm saying they should be in a position to talk it out. And if they do it on a call where we can hear, not necessarily participate, but where we can hear, you know, we'll be able to really understand what it is they condense and send to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Is that a motion, Serene, you're putting forward?
It is.
Are you second that?
Wait, hold on. Didn't we have a motion on the floor already?
Well, we just amended it.
I'm sorry. I had to grab another call again. I'm so sorry about that. My life's a wreck, so I'm my excuse. Could you tell me the amendment?
We inserted PDs. The PDs, both meeting locally with each with the Latino programmers and being part of the national call with two reps that the staff would select.
Okay, I'm good with that.
And it can be streamed so everyone can hear it, and then we'll ask them to provide us something in writing.
Okay.
A minor point here. Are we going to assume that this representational call will be in English?
It may be bilingual.
It may be bilingual. Okay. I think we need to make that clear. Okay.
What, that it must be bilingual?
No, that it may be bilingual.
Well, it'll be whatever they're comfortable in. They know.
Well, if we're to hear it, we need to know whether we're going to be able to hear it in languages that we're more familiar with or not, so that we know whether or not it makes sense to be audition it, right?
Well, I think even if we can't.
I mean, if it were totally in Spanish, those of us that are not fluent in Spanish, it would make no sense to participate in the call.
Right,
okay.
Right.
But it doesn't mean that other listeners listening in wouldn't be able to provide us with feedback in English about what they heard.
No one objects to it being bilingual.
It's going to be a Spanish
right.
language program.
So we don't object to being bilingual.
Right. Do we really have to get into this detail about this motion? One, two.
I think William. I think we need to know whether it's going to be all in Spanish or not. I think that's.
Finish. And two, I think that it's just the way it's going to become construed at this point. It can be seen as insensitive, and I think that we just need to pass the motion. And if we need to deal with translation, then we'll deal with it. But I know that the majority
I'd like to make a statement.
Finish.
Okay.
The majority of programmers at KPFA that work on Spanish language programming speak both English and Spanish.
Yeah.
So I just think that we need to be careful about how we articulate these motions.
Well, then let's clarify the motion. The motion seems to have said that we need to be able to hear the call. Okay, now I'm not sure that that's an important issue, but if it is an important issue, then we need to decide whether or not it needs to be a call that we can audition, that we can hear in a language that more of us understand or not. That's
can
all.
I address that?
If it's not an issue, then it's not an issue. Yes. If it is an issue, then we should clarify that.
Someone
has to address that. Could I please hear that voice?
Yeah, it's Serene.
Who wants to address
that?
Serene, thank you.
Yeah, I think the programmers and I think the programmers know that many of us are culturally deficient and only speak one language because they know who's on the local board and they know who's on the national board. So I think since it's information and a discussion that they want us to understand because we're all vested in getting this done, that they will speak a language that we can understand. So I don't think we necessarily need to tell them it has to be in English.
I wasn't suggesting that. I was asking for clarification.
I'd like to finish, please.
Sure.
But I proposed it, and I said, you know, if we heard the call, it would then support or add more value
right.
to what we would read. But they will be sending us an English implementation plan. So, you know, if we hear the call, great. If you can't hear the call, we're not required to be part of the call. Many of us have like a million meetings anyway,
right.
so we may or may not hear the call. But we'll have something in writing which we will be working with. And like I said, I mean, most Latino people I know speak Spanish and English.
Mm-hmm.
It's the English speakers who are deficient, and I include myself among them.
We done with that, Ken?
Yep.
Can
Good.
We vote on the motion now? Move on.
All in favor of the motion, say aye, please.
Aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Abstainers?
Patty, abstain.
Pardon me, was that Patty?
That's correct.
Patty Heffley abstains. Okay. We now have the 2004 PNB resolution about the national office. Hello?
We're here. Someone muted or unmuted.
I'm sorry. In which the hiring process for the national program director will be delayed until the programming committee has developed policy on national programming and a resolution is brought forth for approval by the national by the Pacifica National Board at the March 2005 meeting. Are we clear what the issue is here?
We need a policy.
There was a programming policy that was put forward in December of 2003. And I've submitted that to everyone.
You did?
Yep.
Oh, the national local
14 or 15 times.
Is this the one that's titled National and Local Programming, the resolution?
Yes.
Okay.
That was in place in December of 2003.
It was passed in 2003?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
And this was passed by the PNB?
By the Interim Pacifica National Board, yes.
Not the new one?
No, not the new one. But the new one did not consider this policy, and therefore my concern is that the notion that there was no national programming policy in place is not correct. And it's not clear to me what the National Programming Committee did last year to put a program policy in place. But I will, of course, accede to anyone who was there to tell me what they did do.
Excuse me, do you have the date of that, just so I can quickly look at it again? I'm in front of my computer.
December of 2003.
Right. Do you have the date you sent that out? Is that
not off the top of my head, Patty? No.
Was it an attachment?
Yeah, prior to the last meeting.
It was an attachment, Patty. Okay. Can you organize by who sent it? That's. Yep.
Sure, I can give you information on when it was sent to the. When the board voted on it, yeah. But the point is that there was a policy that was in place.
I don't understand. Rob, can you explain what you're trying to communicate by saying there was a policy in place that was by the interim board?
The interim board enacted a programming policy in December of 2003.
Okay.
Okay, and that was communicated to the board that took effect in January or February of 2004. And there was a programming policy in place. And so the resolution that says that an additional policy had to be put in place is not effective. There was a policy that was in place about national programming.
Right. So you're saying that that the board was not accurate, is what you're saying.
I'm saying that the programming committee last year did not look at the policies that were in place. And when they made the motion that there was no... The motion was that there was no programming programming policy in place, therefore there could be no programming, you know, director hired. They were wrong.
This is Arturo. I'd like to be in the stack.
Patty also.
Sure, Arturo and Patty.
Rob,
yes.
I have not read that policy. Have you read it? Can you share some ideas of what...
Yeah, no, not only did I read it, I wrote it, yeah.
It is attached.
Okay.
It is attached to an email that you sent to everybody, Rob, March 8th. It is at the bottom of the attachment, if
okay.
that helps people that can't find it.
And didn't you resend this out, Bob, Rob, more recently?
Yeah, I sent it out yesterday.
Yeah, I think I got that's the one I've got.
Okay, this is Arturo. I did get that email. I could not open that attachment. Unfortunately, I was only able to open up the attachment for the minutes for the last meeting. I would say the following. I would need to read it, you know, myself. I haven't been able to, unfortunately. But I don't know. I mean, I would like to hear something from it. If Rob, if you can really... say something about it, please.
Sure. The first thing that it does is that it tries to set conditions about programming. It says that there needs to be budgets and staffing set for local programming. It also says that there needs to be community needs assessments done. An evaluation done in accordance with community needs assessment.
Point of order.
Yeah?
I know this is going to seem really out of place. It's 11:23, believe it or not, for me, even though I'm from KPFA. And I'm just curious when we're ending. And I don't envy you East Coast people at all. It's late.
It is late.
We don't know the answer to that question, William.
Okay, so I just made the prepare. I'm just letting you guys know.
Okay, final information then?
Yeah, Arturo.
Then, I mean, is it beneficial then that a national program director would be hired so that that person would help with all of this situation? Or is it... do we think that it's going to be a long process before we come up with this an agreement on what what the wording of this or what the policy is?
Arturo, I think what happened was last year that a resolution was passed that said no programming director could be hired because there was no policy in place, because no one had looked to see if there was a policy in place. And they didn't want to have a program director in place. So that's what happened. But the reality was there was a policy in place that said you should set standards for the stations so that the stations have budgets and staff in place, and that there are, you know, qualitative and quantitative policies in place for programming. But they didn't want to look at that. They did not want to hire a national programming director.
Okay, I think I understand what hole we're in.
Okay, and so they didn't do it. Now, someone that's on the call can contradict me, but I think that's the issue. Serene?
I just wanted to... I'm looking at the attachment. And I just sort of wanted to mention for the people who don't have access what just a brief summary or mention some of the key points. That's okay.
Go ahead.
That we wanted to we, meaning the board when they passed the election, wanted to make sure that we had someone working with the local station boards, national local management, PRA, and program staff and affiliates to explore the following, working with the ED to set budgetary, professional, technical, and program parameters for the National Program Office, create a network-wide consensus for the need to measure, support, and improve Pacifica programming strategically, prepare a written mission statement for the board's program committee, identify resource requirements and staffing patterns for both local and station program staff as well as the National Programming Office, and ensure that the office has long-range fundraising and development plan to ensure staffing and professional resources for both a local program staff and a National Programming Office, and so forth. And to have someone who actually goes out and finds grants and provides those grants to local stations and so forth. Okay, having done that, I would actually like to make a comment now. Am I next on the stack? There's no stack. We get to define and recommend to the board what this national program person will do. We don't
what
necessarily
stack.
I'm sorry? I asked if I was next on the stack or
does
if there
someone
was
else want to be in the stack?
There was a stack, you guys. There was already a stack created. I remember that it was created, and I do know Patty was on it. I don't know who else was on it.
Well, I'm sorry. Who is this?
Maria was the one pointing out that there was a stack. I just don't know who was on it.
Oh, Maria. Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Well, go ahead, because the stack...
Serene, go ahead and complete your statement. And
I'll wait. It's fine. I didn't realize there was a stack. I didn't either.
I'm sorry. Who did we miss? Who did we leave out?
I think it was Patty.
Patty?
Yes.
Are you there?
I was after Arturo.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I finished. Arturo's finished.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can
yes,
hear you.
Patty, we can hear you. What would you like to say?
Thank you. Well, I think, first of all, understand that this was developed a resolution and thing before this new board and the bylaws took place. So I think that's one thing that I think that just to say, oh, we have it and this, and also whether people want a program director or not, I'm not really sure if we can really say what's in everybody's mind. I can say that I think that we don't even have an HR director in the national office. I'm certainly concerned about a more top-heavy Pacifica than we've already gotten, and I'm also concerned about national program director as one person becoming a bottleneck to the free flow of information around from all the stations into more programming instead of like a.
So you don't want a program director?
I'm trying to discuss what might be a good idea. Whether I want one or not, I'm not really certain. I think it needs more discussion about it as to not only what a national programmer would be doing, but what we want as a new board that's been elected, what we think as a programming director, or if there should be one, or how big the national office should be, and how big of a tent we should have there that's going to decide what the local areas do, or if the information that comes, you know, if this is in place, what that happens if the programming from below just gets stifled because of the ideas of one person. So I think there are things to discuss in this, and to rush to hiring a program director at this time when we've just discovered this old resolution, which I think has to be brought to this board and asked. I would like to make that motion that this policy, now newly discovered, perhaps should be submitted to the PNB for an examination and see what they think, or we should discuss it ourselves what we actually think about this program resolution, this resolution, and then from there decide if we think that that's the way to go still. And I'd make that motion that we re-examine this proposal, this motion that was this policy under the new auspices of the new elected governing body and see if we still like it.
And I would second that for the purposes of discussion.
Pardon?
Second.
Just second.
Discussion.
It's been seconded. Discuss it.
I'm sorry. Who seconded the motion?
Maria seconded for purposes of discussion.
Okay.
And that's because...
Can we do three pro and three con and just have some system so that we're not talking forever and...
I don't think you have to worry about that, lad.
Okay.
Right.
Shireen?
Yeah, could we have some discussion pro and con, Shireen?
Thanks. I wanted to say that we need... programming is what drives the radio. And programming that we share in common, I think, is what actually makes us a network. And maybe that's part of the discussion. What, in fact, makes us a network? The fact that we all say we're part of the same peace and justice, you know, a mission, or because we actually share and have a high level of interaction, not just in terms of the governance, but in terms of what people actually hear and what we represent. What do we put out as the work? What is our work product? And in order to coordinate national programs, you really need to have someone that serves as the go-to person. This is not the same as having someone who then has ultimate control over everything that has a Pacifica national stamp on it. We get to define the role that this person plays in what we present nationally. So I think it's not a matter of, well, you know, do we really need one more person to have a job or that's to me much less the issue than how we what system we create to facilitate. We need someone who serves as a facilitator, someone who gets the work done. How much power this person has, what processes they need to set up, whether we decide that we want to have, you know, aside from whatever national programs that may air during the week, that we want to have an arts national program that airs monthly. I mean, whatever the case is, we get to sort of set those parameters, send those recommendations to the board, and this person then has a job definition that resembles something that we can all live with.
Mm-hmm. And Maria disagrees with that.
Control.
Maria, what would you like to say?
No, I wasn't disagreeing with it. Where I am is just, I'm new to the national board. And so there's still just tons of information that I'm having to soak up really fast. And Patty just brought up the issue that this resolution was pre-bylaws. Policy was pre-bylaws, and that maybe it should.
That's not, in fact, correct.
Okay, I don't know. The only reason I said
after the bylaws in December of 2003, I passed it.
Okay.
I wrote it. I passed it. It didn't happen before the bylaws.
So the only place, this is where I'm sitting. You asked me where I'm sitting. I'm sitting, I read it over.
Did you read the document?
Yeah, I read over the document a couple of
times. Okay, good.
What I would want, there's a lot of information in it. I would get, I'm sort of a devil's in the details kind of a person. But I did not know, so you saying that it was passed post-bylaws, and Patty thought it was passed pre-bylaws. The only reason I seconded the motion was because I wanted more information about all that.
Okay.
So I'm sitting in the needing more information category.
Okay.
I just want to do what's responsible and,
We want to enact a motion so that we can hire a national program director. And the bottom line is someone passed a resolution last year that said you cannot have a program director until you enact a national program policy. And a program policy was passed in December of 2003.
That was before, you're saying, but that was before.
Right, and they didn't deal with that last year.
Got it, okay.
Okay, and so what I'm saying is there is a program policy in place. We should go ahead and let the national staff hire a program director. Do we have a motion to that effect?
Ken Freeland. I'd like to say something.
Ken Freeland? Yes.
Just the preliminary discussion here about defining the role of this person. I mean, is that open-ended? And if so, I mean, could we talk about whether or not a program director is the appropriate thing to be searching for here, or whether we would want a program coordinator or program facilitator or something like that?
Of course you can, yeah.
Okay, well, I would like to propose that we consider something along those lines, something that sounds like this person's role less than to direct programming would be to work toward collaboration with the signal areas to bring core programming into being.
I like that, actually. I like that a lot. This is Maria.
You're using program coordinator?
Yeah.
I'd second that.
Excuse me, point of order? We have a motion already on the floor.
Yes, Patty.
There's already a motion on the floor that this old
resolution
be discussed and changed or brought to the current board. And I'm sorry that the bylaws may have been in place, but there was not an elected body in place, which is a completely different kettle of fish. So there's a motion still on the floor. I don't think we can go to the coordinator idea yet.
What's the motion?
The motion is to that this resolution passed in 2003 be reexamined by this body and also brought to the national board for examination before, passing. Since the other body was not an elected body.
What?
What
did you just say, Patty?
So the body that passed this resolution was not an elected body. It was an appointed body before the elections. So I'm saying that it would be remiss to take an unelected body to decide our new programming, to decide the programming policies of this foundation. Therefore,
Patty, whether it was an elected body or an unelected body, it passed a policy which was in place. And it passed it on, and the body then didn't take an action. So what we're trying to do is say, how do we implement something to do something which the organization needs to do?
Point of order.
Yes, Norberto?
Why doesn't she just state the motion, we deal with it, and then we move on? I mean, we don't need to.
Okay, Patty, what's the motion? What motion would you make?
Let's just...
Thank you, Norberto. That's a great idea. Patty?
Yes?
What's your motion?
I said that my motion is that the motion of 2003... be re-examined by the programming committee to be re-examined and amended to be possibly amended and then to be brought to the national board for to be brought as a resolution as a motion to the national board.
We're asking this of the PNB.
We're asking this of the PNB and to be...
What are you asking the PNB to do?
I'm saying we should discuss it here first. That's what I'm saying. First, we need to discuss this here rather than just passing an old resolution.
But the PNB had all last year to discuss it, and they didn't.
Well... Excuse me. So they made a mistake. That it's our job now to take charge of the situation as elected people to have a look again. I'm not in a big hurry to hire a program director, just to have a program director and then to have we don't even have any programs to have a program director, a national program director. We need to discover what we have.
You don't want to have any programs?
I don't want to really get into this back and forth. I think it's not appropriate for the committee or for a meeting. I made a motion. I actually have another motion, perhaps, but I'll wait on that. I think this is. I think that we need to that we need to, you know, examine everything that was from the old bodies and to look at them and to just institute policy that was from an unelected body and make it policy for the new board that was elected by everybody, I think would be an improper thing to do. Therefore, I am saying if you know, you insist that this is even counts as anything, being that it's, you know, not from this year or from an elected body, then I'm saying we should re-examine it here.
But
as
Patty,
as a new resolution.
And you're asking the PNB basically to refer to this committee for our consideration. Is that right?
She's asking for our committee to actually look at it now.
Period.
Yeah.
Now.
To start over, what Patty is saying, if I understand this correctly, is that because this policy was passed by the old board, that was
by
not
definition
elected,
bad.
That it shouldn't just stand, that we should reexamine it and decide whether or not we want it to stand. Is that accurate, Patty?
Yeah, that's good. And amend it if, you know, necessary, or if I amend it if we...
William Stock, please.
Call the question, please.
Kirk Hall takes precedence. It's fine. Go ahead.
Point of order. You cannot call the question in a small committee. It's not legitimate.
All right.
Yeah, Arturo, were you there?
Yes, I am.
Did you
could call for orders of the day, because we're well beyond the time of the meeting.
Yeah.
But I'm willing to wait if we want.
Wait a minute. Is this Arturo?
That was William.
Yeah, I know. And I thought I was calling Arturo as part of the stack.
Okay, am I next then?
Yes.
Okay. I would say, in terms of the time that we have to discuss this item, which
mm-hmm.
I personally haven't read, but I would say that I think that we probably would have to wait until our next meeting, maybe put it first thing on the agenda, and at the same time make it available to all the members of the National Board.
Okay.
Is that a motion to postpone till the next meeting?
I'd like to amend that.
Go ahead.
I'd like to send it to committee. I mean, the thing is that we try to deal with these global things in these meetings, and it doesn't work, and we're on the call for 3 hours. So I'd like to send it to a working group. If it's that important to re-discuss it, it needs to be taken to a working group, and there needs to be a written report back to the board. That's my motion.
We could do it if your motion gets seconded.
That's
in
my
that.
Motion.
Maria Armudian.
We could do it in the working group that we form in New York, Ngozi, William, Maria, and whomever else wants to join it. We could take it kind of line by line it and bring it back to the committee.
So can we vote?
Well, I think there's two conflicting motions, and I think yours was not seconded, William.
Yeah.
Maria, I'm sorry. Point of information. Point of clarity.
Serene.
Maria, are you suggesting that it should go to the mission statement?
I'm just saying
committee?
That if William's
no,
motion
I just want
gets,
to know is that what you were suggesting just now?
I'm saying that if William's motion gets seconded and passed, that we could take a first whack at it.
Okay.
Since we're already going to sit down and work on mission, and there's a lot of stuff in here that's like mission-oriented, in terms of what the committee is going to do, and et cetera, et cetera. So, I'm saying that as part of that group, I would be willing to if the committee wants us to.
I would second that. I would second.
You're seconding Williams?
Yeah.
Okay, now there's a bunch of motions on the floor, so I'm kind of confused about where things are. I wonder if Rob...
If we move it to committee, it would take precedence. It would just go to committee, and it would come back next time, and we'd move on.
I'm just stopping just because of proper procedure and trying to make sure that we follow proper procedure. Rob, do you know, have we disposed of the other motions that were on the floor already?
No, I don't think so.
We back up and handle them one by one. I mean, we've got a lot of ideas floating around. It would be great if we could sort of dispose of what's on the floor one way or the other.
Well, we have now, with Williams, three motions.
Right. So maybe we should back up to the first one, which was, I think, Patty's?
That's not proper procedure. You start with the most recent motion and you go backwards.
Well, no, actually...
No, that's not true.
No, you're not supposed to have three motions on the floor.
Right.
That's right. You can only have one at a time, but...
Yeah, so, Rob, you're the chair. Maybe you can figure out how to handle this.
I'd like to go back to the latest motion and then move forward to the most recent.
Who's suggesting that?
This is Rob, the chair.
Okay.
In other words, I don't want to come back, you know, I want to go back to the most, to the latest motion and then move forward to the most recent. Is that okay?
So that would mean starting with William's motion that just got seconded.
Right. William, what was your motion, please?
My motion was to move all of this to a committee and have the committee come back with a written report to the next regular meeting.
Of this, to a subcommittee and move it, bring the report back to this committee.
Right.
Important information, please. What are the other two motions on the floor?
The second motion was Ken's motion that the job title be program coordinator, not program director, and that we sort of refine and define it.
That's actually an amendment. That's not a motion. It's an amendment, I think.
And then the other was Patty's, which was the first one, which kind of relates to William's. So maybe we can combine them.
Mm-hmm.
Would Patty be open to that? Patty, are you there?
What was that one?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Patty, so William's motion, if you heard it well, was forming like a subcommittee of this committee to sort of hammer out the details, either forming one or maybe assigning it to one that's existing, to hammer out sort of, the potential details on this resolution that was pre-elected board and bring it back to the committee. Would that be friendly to what your suggestion is?
Yeah, although I'm not into friendly amendments, they're wrong, illegal, but, I can, if that's an amendment to my...
It could be a substitute motion, actually.
That's what it was.
Okay.
Right. Well, then we can vote on the substitute motion, but
yeah.
I can't approve it or not.
All right.
Body.
How would such a substitute motion read?
Say that again, Rob?
How would it read?
It would read that
William, could you read how the substitute motion?
It reads that this matter regarding I basically moved to refer Patty's motion to committee. I don't have her language in front of me, and that the subcommittee work on it and report back to the next National Programming Committee meeting.
Mm-hmm.
That's my motion.
Okay. Patty, what is your motion? What would you like to do?
Well, my motion was that we take this pre-elected body motion. I think Maria explained it very well. And I'm fine with the amendment. It's not my choice to make the amendment. It's fine to put this in committee to have a look at the pre-elected motion, the pre-elected body motion to be examined and possibly amended, to be brought back to this, to be discussed and sent to the PMB for resolution. But if it's a committee, then it has to go there first.
Yeah.
Okay. But to do what? What is...
Rob, I think what it... Rob, is that you that you're asking the question?
Yeah.
I can say what it is from what I
Please,
understand.
Please, tell me what it is.
What it is that, first of all, not everybody has had time to really kind of mull over all the details in it. I've read it, and there's a lot of details. And I haven't really... I personally haven't done a line-by-line kind of sense of it all. But the second thing is, Patty's concern is that since this policy passed, we now have a board that's elected, and that they haven't had a chance to review this policy.
They had all last year to review it, and they didn't do it.
Well,
back, please.
Well, it's still
kind of order.
This would, let me just finish.
No,
right?
William, no.
They
didn't do it at all last year, so what's the point?
Just read the motion and vote. You guys are having a discussion. I don't understand why this...
Right.
That's for next
read
point.
The motion, Maria, and then we'll vote, and then we can move on.
Let's just vote on it and move on.
I have a point of information.
Rob,
do you want me to finish?
Serene, what's your point of information, then we're going to vote?
Okay, Ken, I thought yours was a motion. You're saying it was an amendment. It was an amendment to what?
It's an amendment to the motion. As I understand the motion, Patty's motion, it's to reconsider this question that would then enable us to open the way to appointing or to find to searching for a program national program director, right? But the amendment would be that person would be called a program coordinator, national program coordinator, rather than a program director. That's if I understand her motion correctly, and I'm not sure I do.
That's why we should just send it all to committee. Let's go. Let's do it.
Hey, Rob, point of information for Maria.
Yeah, Maria.
If we pass this thing out of committee with a few tweaks or whatever,
mm-hmm.
take it to the national board, they will consider it.
Right, so?
I know your frustration with doing these things with a big board like this and getting things shelved and tabled and such. But if we take it and, you know, run with it, come back to the committee goes, cool, we like it with the tweaks or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then we go to the national board, then they're gonna look at it.
This is Serene. Point.
Serene,
point of something.
Yeah.
Could we possibly deal with this tomorrow and meet tomorrow with this the only thing on the agenda?
Couldn't we vote tonight about whether or not we're going to have a national director of programming, or whether we're going to shut that down?
No.
No.
Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not?
It needs to go to committee. No one here even understands what those two roles are. We're sitting here having a discussion about semantics.
It's not like they haven't had a chance to read the documentation, William.
But the documentation doesn't discuss what this role is going to do. What this
William,
it's
been around
for
over a year and a half.
Ken Freeland, I'd like to get on the stick, please.
We need to discuss it as a group, as a committee, so that people are on the same page.
Point of order, please.
Ken Freeland, point of order.
Yes,
thank you.
The point of order is that refer to committee is a subsidiary motion, which is higher than the main or principal motion. And in this case, we should then take a vote on whether or not this goes to committee. That's what we need to be doing at this time, I think, which will curtail this discussion and not make us have to meet again tomorrow.
I think so, too.
Thanks.
All right, so let's take a vote.
All in favor of referring this to committee, please say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, say nay. Okay, so we're referring this to
that
a committee.
That calls abstentions.
Pardon me? I'm sorry, abstentions. Those who abstain, please speak now.
Or forever hold your peace.
Right, or something else.
Rob, after you.
I have no idea what your piece might be, but hold it.
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Is there any way this committee could meet by phone tomorrow and address this and bring it back to the committee tomorrow night?
Is that legal?
I'm sorry.
Why
not?
There's no required timeline.
But it's Patty.
It's not noticed properly if we
it's
meet
It's a
tomorrow.
Special meeting. And, you know, I'll tell you why I think it's important. I think there's an advantage to being able to have these discussions face-to-face, and the board will be meeting here over the weekend. And this is something that they specifically said that they wanted to hold off on until their next in-person meeting. Unfortunately, we're meeting so close to the date that I think that this is one of those times when, you know, you publicize it and you do it. The language says we're feasible. It's not an absolute.
William Stock.
William what?
If I'm not mistaken, unless we're putting new people on this committee, if it's going to Ngozi and me and Maria, Ngozi's traveling, and I don't know if that works. So just pointing it out.
Wait. What are you saying, William?
We're
meeting in New York to hammer stuff out and come back to the committee.
And what I'm saying is that this matter, have we designated who this matter is going to yet?
No.
Okay, then I take that back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The point is that we have not discussed this matter thoroughly, and the board wants us to rule on this before we go to the meeting in April. So how do we get there?
We have a subcommittee meeting tomorrow and a committee meeting tomorrow night.
point of order.
Who is that, Norberto?
We just passed a motion, and we need to...
Hello, this is Patty.
Either fill out, either select the folks that are
yes.
going to be in the committee.
Yes.
Or you know, decide on whether we're going to meet some other time. Or,
yeah.
This
okay,
is Patty.
So who would like to meet tomorrow to discuss this?
I can do
that. I'd be willing to do that.
Andrea, hang up a minute. I can't unmute, please.
We hear you, Patty.
Okay, now the people that are willing to communicate tomorrow are whom?
What time tomorrow?
Same time, 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, tomorrow evening.
So, back up.
The subcommittee would have to meet first, and as a subcommittee, I can meet at 1 tomorrow afternoon, Eastern.
Wait a minute, you guys. Wait.
Call a meeting that quickly.
Hold on. We're going to get to work on this by who can meet tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that doesn't work for me at all.
Yeah.
Well, it still comes back to the body.
I know it does, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'd really like to be part of this, and I can't do this tomorrow.
Well,
okay.
When Maria,
point of order.
To stop.
Point
this
of order.
Is an issue that's been around for a year and a half. Okay, we need to do something about this. It's not like we don't believe that there should be national programming, okay? And we're sitting here saying, no, there's going to be no national programming because of local station issues. That's unsatisfactory. When do you want to do it, Maria?
Point of order.
I can't do it.
Point of order.
No, I'm sorry. No, we're going to have a cut on this. We're going to have a cut. We either do it or don't do it. If you don't give a shit about the network, don't do it. If you want to do something, give a time that you're available.
Okay, Rob?
Yes. This is that's out of order.
I'd like to answer your
question. This is Patty. I've been asking for an hour now.
It hasn't been an hour.
Patty, what would you like to say?
I would like to say I don't understand when a meeting is called for the next day. You need 7 days notice for these calls, first of all. And this is, you know, I don't understand. Is that what you're saying, that we're having a programming meeting tomorrow night again, a national program committee meeting?
That's my point of order.
Is that what I'm clear, point of information. Is that what someone's saying?
Yes, Patty, that's what we're saying.
Oh, no,
we're
going to
extend the meeting until tomorrow.
I have other committee meetings tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so you don't want
to
participate?
Rob, hold on, you guys.
I find this questioning very offensive, and I really think that, you know, to
Who's
rush
being
this
offensive,
through...
Patty? I'm sorry. Was someone offensive to you?
Hey, you guys, wait, stop this.
All right,
I'm trying to say, to rush this through...
Stop.
Point of order.
Point of order.
There's a point of order on the floor.
I move that we set the next meeting time. That's the most polite way of moving this forward, rather than people shouting at each other.
Right.
I move that we have a meeting tomorrow at 9 p.m. There's a second.
Okay. There's
seconded.
A motion on the floor that we meet tomorrow at 9 p.m.
Seconded.
And just as a disclaimer, I'm the secretary of the board. I'm aware of the noticing policies, and it's 7 days in advance whenever feasible for our committee. A committee can notice a meeting whenever it wants to. It's better that we do it with 3 or 4 days notice, but if you need to have a meeting tomorrow, I'll notice it. It's my job. There you go.
I think that's our...
Ken Freeland, I'm sorry.
That's very helpful. Ken?
Well, I'd like to ask why. I guess I'm still not understanding what the rush is for this. Is this something that we want to try to have ready for the upcoming TNB meeting this week? Is that the deal or what?
That's what was requested of the committee.
And why is it urgent that it be done that soon?
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason why we would be meeting at such short notice. Otherwise, you know, there's no reason to do it. But if there is, I just need to know what that is so that we can excuse meeting on such short notice.
This motion came to the committee when I was the chair of the committee, and it came to us in October of last year, and this committee wasn't able to convene with quorum until November of last year, and then we didn't meet again with quorum until February of this year. So the reason that people are trying to rush this particular item is because the national board will more than likely make a decision about programming and whether this position happens at the next meeting. So that's
can I answer your question?
It does, but I just need to say also that I'm not going to be able to meet tomorrow evening. Amy Goodman's coming to Houston tomorrow. We've got a big event planned around us, so none of the Houston people will probably be able to be part of the call. I'm just going to say that in advance. Okay.
I have program council meeting tomorrow, so I kind of
can. And I have another committee meeting, too.
Should we shoot for the next day, then? I'm just...
traveling.
A program director hire committee meeting that night, too.
Local station.
We have an LSB meeting on the 27th.
I'll try.
What time will your meetings be over on Wednesday?
The LSB meeting? Assuming it happens, because they are trying to cancel this one, but assuming that it happens, it'll be over by about 10 p.m. Central, so that would be
9 p.m. our
9 p.m.
Our meeting will be over by 9 p.m. It's a very short meeting. It has two items on the agenda.
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about Wednesday now?
Yeah.
See, I jump on my plane Wednesday night. I think at 7:45 or 8 or something like that.
We'll be done by then.
How about we do it sometime while we're in the PNB meeting? Like, we could convene the subgroup. We could follow it up with a committee meeting. We could bring it up to the board on Sunday.
Is this fair?
No.
Yeah.
No.
You won't.
No. We put off this issue.
Do you remember what those meetings are like?
This is Patty.
Can we do a Sunday morning thing?
Excuse me.
Yes, Patty, what would you like to say?
I would like to say, you know, this just because we are supposed to have an answer at this meeting does not mean that we have to have an answer at this meeting. There are many things that have not happened on time. We don't even have a coordinating committee convened at one moment. To rush through one of the most important issues of our whole foundation, which is programming and how it gets implemented and all the rest of it, just to be on time when we really aren't prepared, I find to be really crazy. And to be convening meetings during meetings in New York is really, to me, inappropriate. And if we can't, like, at least maybe we can postpone whatever it is until the next teleconference meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's another month away or whatever, but... to just rush this through because, you know, because somebody wants to
rush
it through.
To rush it through, Patty? What are we rushing through?
I'm going to hang up from this call, and you guys do as you please, because I personally don't like the attitude that I'm hearing. I personally don't like being spoken to, like, just because you wrote it a year and a half ago, and it's, you know, that's what it sounds like to me. I don't want to argue. I think it's prudent to actually have real discussions about these issues in a real fashion, whether people drop the ball for a year and a half, it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean now that, you know, we're supposed to do it, we rush it through. That wouldn't be prudent, in my opinion. And I think this is a serious discussion that needs to take place with this full programming committee at one point in a real way. This is programming about our foundation, and just so we can hire somebody, which is what it's about, is if we can hurry up and hire somebody, I don't think is appropriate. Like I said, we don't even have money to hire an HR director in the foundation, let alone a program person. So I think this can wait a month.
I agree with Patty.
I
mean,
I do too.